This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
But let's bring in old Nolan McGraw here. Quick draw. Hey, feeling on this total request Thursday?
Feeling great. Still high off the series win last night. Something we didn't get to at the beginning of the show. Hyde's bullpen management and decisions. Now, I mean, he pulled out all the stops last night. Used pretty much every arm out there in the bullpen just to cover those final innings. I don't know if you guys had a problem with it, but Cade Povich being removed when he did, pitch count-wise, still sitting in the high 80s, yeah. Probably could have finished the inning. And he gave up that solo blast, the third run. What was it, Goldschmidt? So at that point, maybe a little shaky, but I thought he had the stuff to finish. Problem is, he was facing Judge. And ultimately, in the end, we talk about this all the time, and people criticize manager decisions, this, that, and the other thing. But if it works, it's kind of hard to criticize. So he goes with Dominguez for just one out, but it did get out of the inning, and it was a big out with Judge.
I was cool with it. And yeah. We were talking about it on BBT last night, because you were there, Nolan, me, you, Ryan Ripken. You're trying to win the series. Is it desperation time? I guess. Because it's all hands. You're off today. So it's all hands on deck, so you get the day off. If you have an opportunity to win the series, you do whatever you can to do so. But the Hyder hook is real. And if he feels the matchup is beneficial to that particular situation, he's going to go with it. For us to sit here and act surprised that we agree with it, well, that's another question. But it is what it is. And Dominguez did get them out of that inning. And, hey, look, Keegan Aiken gave up the inherited – well, Cano gave up the hit to Judge, another matchup. It was an inherited run scored. But, you know, Soto, except for the error, he did what he had to do. And, you know, Baker, who's been great. And Batista, I mean, you got yourself a series win. You still have other reinforcements in the bullpen. We'll see. The question is, can Dean Kramer get them deep in the game? That's going to be ultimately what decides things. Is Kramer get pounded in three innings and then he has to dig deep yet again? I'm guessing Charlie Morton's going to be ready to rock and roll if, in fact, that's the situation. Sooner or later, Nolan, the starters are going to have to start earning their money because you got a lot of dudes with ERAs well over five, and Dean Kramer is one of those players.
But, like, Nolan, what you were watching on TV, right? Because they were kind of prepping us for this is his last batter.
Right, but it's, again, it's the Judge factor. So
right. Who had already works. Taken him deep before.
Yeah. Yes, and if there was one player in the league that I would be okay with you kind of being super in tune with the matchups for, it would probably be him because he can wreck a game in a hurry. In a situation right there, it had become a one-run game. The more I think about it, it makes sense. But looking at the rest of the box score, you know, Cano throws five pitches, Soto throws three pitches to get one out there. I mean, I kind of understand the frustration people have, and it would be justified frustration if, say, tomorrow, after an off day especially, if we're hearing, well, Cano and Soto were off limits because I pitched them the other day.
Yeah, they didn't throw a lot of pitches.
Exactly.
To your point. And by the way, with Judge, how do you pitch this guy? He's hit.
You're walking.
He's hitting 427. His OPS is like 1,300. This is Babe Ruth 1921 sort of stuff we're seeing here. He's just an incredible offensive force. And we've seen, you know, if you're old enough, you've seen all the greats from the 70s through current day. I mean, this guy's just. Now, he'll go through his little lulls where he goes 2-for-30 and he strikes out 20 times, but boy, when he gets hot, which he's obviously now, just Barry Bonds him. I mean, Barry Bonds was to the point where Buck Showalter intentionally walked him with the bases loaded. But that guy's a beast. Maybe the most destructive offensive force we've seen in a long, long time.
That single that he hit to right was way outside, you know?
Well, he's like 6'7", his arm length's as long as offensive tackles. I mean, the guy's a stud, and he doesn't need no stinking torpedo bat.
Now, when he got caught in the rundown, though, that was very satisfying. later in the game.
Yeah,
sure. A little pickoff.
Yeah, everything's satisfying when it goes negatively against them. And Bordy made a good point, by the way, getting back to Kerstad. It was 3-on-1 on that second base island. So he came out. The rest of Mateo was the first one to recognize. You had Volpe, and then you had Carrasco. And he's like, wait a minute, this guy's there, and they're trying to defend himself. Somebody needs to get in here and defend him. And the dugout emptied, and it was cool to see.
No doubt about it.
And anyway, F the Yankees.